We'll start off with softball. Being a Bama grad, any chance we'll be watching the SEC championship this weekend?
I got to. I'm going to try to. I'm going to say that. But, you know, as usual, you know, I got to go for Alabama. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to pull it out again.
Well, getting ready for the Dolphins going up against another rookie quarterback. What challenges do their offense pose to you guys?
They've been playing pretty good well. And, you know, I know Ryan. And, you know, we talked during the draft and stuff. And he's been playing really good. So, you know, all in all, I think we just got to go out and execute our game plan. You know, everything that the Bill and Matty P's put out there on the table, and Josh McDaniels as well. So I feel like if we go out and execute the way we're supposed to, I feel like we'll be all right.
You talk a lot about Reggie Bush, but how does Daniel Thomas kind of complement him in the running game?
He's a really good back. You know, he comes in on third down and does a great job. Even when he comes in on first and second down to run the ball, he's done a really good job. I feel like they're trying to split the carries with those guys as well. But, you know, they're a really good tandem with Bush and Thomas. You know, they have a similar running style. But, you know, those are two really good backs that are coming up. So we got to be prepared for those.
You mentioned knowing Ryan. Did you know him before the combine? Or are there things from just knowing him from the past, being the same class year, that you can take into this game, tendencies that he might have that you know?
No, I don't know him, you know, that well. I didn't play him in college or anything. You know, just met him at the combine, at the draft, and, you know, we've been cool since then.
Just you guys have just a landslide lead in turnover differential this year, and defensively you guys have forced a lot of turnovers. If you guys have talked about, that's kind of an emphasis of practice all week. Have you noticed that just in your limited time here so far, that stripping the ball, forcing turnovers is something that you guys can emphasize during the week that can translate on Sundays?
I really feel like that that's something that we do during the week, but I also feel like that's some of our playing style. That's how everybody plays. You know, we play for the big hit and for the big turnover to change the phase in the game. You know, everybody wants to make a play and everybody's going to do their job, but whenever the opportunity comes, everybody's ready to strike fast. And I believe this season, I feel like we've all been doing a really good job. Maybe sometimes we started out slow, but I definitely feel like we've came out in the last couple of games and done a really good job of that.
Is there a degree of luck there, or is that something that you can kind of will to happen? I mean, 32 turnovers is it just lucky, or just always being there to take advantage?
That's everybody's playing style. That's how everybody plays. They play, you know, for the big hit, or, you know, with Rob and Chandler on the forced fumble sacks. Spikes on Mayo coming up, making a big hit. Steven Gregory, Tavon, McCourty, Tlaib, you know, those guys making a big play on the ball. That's how they play. I mean, yeah, there's an emphasis, but it's also how, you know, that's their playing style. You know, they go for the big play. All right.
Thanks.
No problem.